This is Radio Kate here at Bletchley Park for the annual reunion of veterans. And with me is Joan Farmery, formerly known as Joan Ellis, who was a Wren here at Bletchley Park from 1943 onwards. Can you just tell me a bit about the work that you did when you were here, Joan?
Well, I wasn't on the bomb, on the machines at all. All I did was keeping cards up to date with the little bits that they had found, you know, deciphered. And we sat there with the cards high up in front of us and found them. And every now and then, one of the coding people would rush in and, have you got anything about so-and-so? And we'd look through all these cards that we knew where to look and tell them that something had been... perhaps about an ocean or a certain ocean that they wanted to know where a ship was on that part. And it didn't seem secret or anything really marvellous at the time. It just seemed like clerical work to help people get a better idea of what was happening. Yes.
So you didn't realise at the time how important the work was that you were doing?
Not at all. No, not really. No, we just kept... the lady in charge of us was a civilian. She wasn't the naval person on my watch. Her name was... did I say her name was?
Wendy,
yes. I can't remember her surname. Very strict. Kept saying, must be accurate, we don't want any mistakes at all. So she realised that it was important, I suppose, you see. And the whole hut came under Lieutenant Gourley Putt. He was in charge, like, of the naval people in there, and he had an office at the end, like, of the thing. And I've heard a lot about him since. And he is mentioned in the book that's just come out. I've just bought that book about Bletchley Park, and he is mentioned in there. Like,
and what about your family? Did they know what you were doing?
No, I can't understand. I never sort of told them that it was secret. They just thought that it was some part of the Navy and that I got to do, and they had me, I think, because I was a civil servant before I went in the Wrens. I had to go up to Scotland and go on. The Wrens had to go on a month. You had to wear civvies for a month before they decided to accept you. And then you signed a secret thing. And we didn't really realise how very secret it was. No.
And how did you find out how important the work? You know, when was it that you found out that your work was so important?
You know, not many years ago. No, I think it was... my daughter brought me to Bletchley about 6 or 7 years ago the first time. And I think that was about when it was getting very popular. But I was billeted at Woburn Abbey. Yes, when I was in the Wrens. And so when we came, we had shift work. And we were brought by coach. And that, we slept in big dormitories there, you know. I actually got washed in a room that Queen Victoria used. But that wasn't part of Bletchley. But a lot of the Wrens went to places to work. They didn't come to Bletchley. They went to other places where the machine was. But we always came here and just did the clerical work.
And how do you find it when you come back here now? Does it bring back a lot of memories for you?
Not as many as I thought, but I do get that feeling that it's somewhere special, you know. But no, I did. When my daughter brought me back before, we went in a hut, and there was a table with a box on, and the cards were there. And I just looked at Anne and I said, those are the cards that I used to fill in. And, you know, that really brought me down to earth. Yes. All the times I'd had to find the right card. And I specialised in more on the Japanese side. Yes, yes. All the plotting I did was of oceans around Nagasaki and everywhere, you know. But I can't remember much at all. I can only the only word that's left is Maru, which is Japanese for ship. But that's it. Yes, I can't remember much at all. No. See, I'm 89, and I was about 23 when I came here, you see. And so it's... And with it being kept secret for so long, you see, you didn't bring it back a lot.
So you never spoke about it afterwards?
No. Just people said, "What did you do?" You know, I said, "Oh, I said I was lucky. I was billeted at Woburn Abbey, and they're more interested in that than Bletchley Park." So I thought, yes.
And I mean, are you happy that it's getting a bit of recognition now? Well, people know a bit more
because
about it.
I think we used to think some of the coders were a bit peculiar, because they seemed over-educated, if you know what I mean. They were terribly keen on what they were doing. Technical, yes. Yes. Yes, but most of the Wrens had worked. Like I was a civil servant. I think they chose us if we'd done clerical work before, for this special bit that we did. But we never went on the bombs or anything like that, no. I don't know whether you've interviewed anybody on the bombs.
Not yet, but no. I'd like to.
Yes, yes. I don't think
Did you live in a hut in Woburn Abbey?
At one stage I did. I lived in Woburn Abbey to begin with, but there were big rooms with lots of double beds, top and bottom beds. And whoever was in charge didn't get all the people were coming in just as you were trying to get to sleep from other codes. So then I found out that there was one or two huts in the grounds, right up close, and you could have a hut, and the 20 people in there were all on the same shift, and that was much better for sleeping. But it wasn't so nice as being in bed in the thing, but we went in there for meals. But at least you could get off to sleep. There weren't people coming and going on different watches, you know.
And have you seen any other people from your hut at Bletchley here today?
I can't recognise them. No. I'd like to sort of say, I wish they'd say, would the Wrens come over this part, and would the RAF? There's a lot of WAFs were here, you see. No, I think I was hoping I would recognise somebody, but I haven't.
You might. Well, when you go
around.
For lunch.
Yes, most.
Well, you'll have to hold the torch for your hut then.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes.